think my position for 4-7 just explained you the way it fell and wherever it's hanging out now.
I'm getting it a lot in my truck. I get into it fine, just can't pick it up a lot of places, but I got you loud and clear. So yeah, I guess everything's good on my install. I'll have to just try some different repeaters this weekend, see how I'm getting in different places, see if I need more elevation on it, but sounds pretty good on my end. Don't have any static or anything, so glad I got the line ran tonight. Don't have to worry about it in the morning.
Done before it gets too hot tomorrow. And yeah, you sound pretty good. I threw it over on reverse, and I can get hear you down in the static on reverse on 6010 while you're transmitting. So it should be good. If you do get into any of the Hendersonville D-Star stuff, let me know. It's kind of an elevation issue or a terrain issue here because Glassy's in my way. But sometimes, depending on the weather, I can hit it.
Yeah, I went on and bought that RT system software for this 5100 and watched a quick video on YouTube the other day to try to figure out how to program in the D-Star stuff. So I've got that in there. I linked a few of the, I can't even remember the terminology, basically like a repeater, right? So I linked some of those in there just from different areas around the U.S. and just a couple overseas just to play around with. So I'll probably get on that tomorrow and just listen out and see how well I can get into that Hendersonville machine from here.
Sounds good. Let me know, and if you do need to register your call sign for D-Star, if you're going to do any reflector linking, do it on our Clemson repeater, and Eric will approve your registration. That way you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, will do. I'll check that out. Maybe look it up here in a few minutes. But appreciate you meeting me on here, and let me test out the new rig, man.
No problem, man. Now that we're, as soon as this COVID mess gets done, we'll all have to get together now that Billy's kind of close, and you and Gabby are in the Spartansburg, as somebody called it the other day. Actually, we just left Reedville Road. We were looking at a truck for Braden over off Reedville Road towards Moore. But anyway, we just got home. I guess, did y'all get any of that storm?
Edwards, probably. Yes, Spartansburg. We missed that storm. You know, I was outside. I was about to put that PL259 connector on the end of that feed line outside, and I saw the lightning coming up, so I went and ran inside, but it missed me to the south, and wife was at work. It got her pretty good over there. Real heavy rain and stuff, but yeah. We've been getting storms here just about every night. It's been pretty active this week, which is good. Garden needs the rain. Grass definitely needs the rain, too, so it's probably going to get me out there to cut it tomorrow.
I thought that I was taking the storm chasing. I thought you hadn't been storm chasing yet until you've gone with me and Lachlan and Grayson and Clint. That was fun. Anyway, I'll let you go, but yeah, we'll get together sometime soon. Tell Gabby we said hey.
And hope your family's doing well and everything. We'll definitely meet up sometime soon. All this stuff will blow over. Have a good evening, man. 73s, KM4MPO, clear.
Our submit's clear.